On today's episode, we are going to talk about lead generation. Except I've always used the word lead gen, and I feel like lead gen is very cold and also very bro marketer. Let's be honest. I don't want to attract leads. I don't want to attract numbers. I don't want to attract a cold word like lead, right? I want to attract my future soul aligned clients. So if you're with me, change the wording on this. It's so hard because it's still easier to say lead, but I am always out there looking to attract my future soul aligned clients. So I'm going to give you my best ways to do that in your business. So bear with me because there's always going to be a little example with everything that I do. Okay. Number one, create a masterclass. And before you ask, I don't care if it's paid. I don't care if it's free. Doesn't matter, because typically a masterclass is either free or a low cost way to work with you, right? So, or to hear how you teach or hear how you coach or hear how you mentor. So I have done multiple different masterclasses. Over the last year, I've done like 10K Months Unlocked, The Comeback, Next Level You. Here's the thing. Teach what you know. Don't try to teach people how to make $1 million if you've never made $1 million, okay? But teach what you know. You know something. You're an expert at something. Give them a quick win. And then typically in a masterclass, you always upsell afterwards, right? So you have that opportunity to do that as well. I like to do these live, but you could also do it evergreen. I did an evergreen one at the end of the year. And it was called, It's Not Over, 2022 Isn't Over Yet or something like that. And basically because I couldn't find a time that I could actually do the live masterclass. So I was like, you know what, we're just going to run ads to this. We're going to run this, you know, through December 31st, and you know, people can watch it on their time. They're busy too. And even if they only have 12 hours left at the end of the year, it's not over till it's over, right? So I wanted to give everyone that convenience of watching it, first of all, in an instant, right, on demand, but also in their time frame. All right, number two, create a soul-aligned client magnet, or AKA lead magnet, to give in exchange for email addresses. This can include like a download. Like, I have the Introvert's Guide to Getting Visible. I've created content prompts. I've created a lot of different things. And this is a great way for you to basically say, here is the free thing I'm giving you, right? And this isn't like junk. This is a great piece and maybe even a mini masterclass style, or masterclass in written form, or maybe it is a video, or maybe it's a video in a workbook, but it's something that's very juicy that makes them want more where that came from. Okay. Number three, create a movement. I love this one. So in July of 2020, I needed a new KPI, which is a key performance indicator, besides revenue or money. And so I decided I was going to do 100 lives in July. In July of 2021, I decided that I was going to try to do 200 lives in the month of July. Big mistake. Stick with 100. 200 is overkill. But I did it. I did 215 to be honest. And it was a lot of work. But in 2022, I decided it was called Hundreds of Lives anyhow, but it originally meant Hundreds of Live Videos. And now it means Hundreds of Lives Change. So the month of July is all about, it's all about getting uncomfortable. It's all about changing your life while also changing a nonprofit or a charity's life, because we always do a donation with a goal during the month of July. So that's been really huge. And that has been a movement that we do and will continue every single July. So if you ever want the deets, just message me, and probably should get that wait list started soon. But Hundreds of Lives in July is a movement. So start a movement. Okay. Number four, add call to actions to every piece of content. So this can be as simple as comment below, drop a certain colored emoji below, Drop your favorite GIF if you agree. Like, it can be simple things like that, but getting your audience engaged, it doesn't always have to be click here, go here, subscribe here, follow here. It doesn't have to always be that. Those are also call to actions, but how can we just get them engaged and make them want to come back for more, right? Number five, this is one of my favorites. Ha! Get in front of other people's audiences. We're talking podcast guests. Being a guest on people's shows, guest interviews, being the guest expert in people's programs, so many opportunities to get in front of other people's audiences that builds trust really fast. This could also be a summit. This could also be so many other things, but get in front of other people's audiences. Number six, create a challenge. Back in September of 2021, I launched a program and to launch the program, I wanted to launch a challenge and do a bunch of giveaways. And so it was a free challenge. Again, your challenge doesn't have to be free. And it was a lot of giveaways and it was called Max Out Media. And I've also done several video challenges where hundreds of people showed up to learn how to get on video and get over their uncomfortableness or their introvertedness, because I'm an introvert and I got on video. So create a challenge, have fun with it. Challenge people, make it super exciting, give lots of giveaways away. You can do something as simple as like Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. You can do local business gift cards. You can do some of your favorite products, but you can also give away a free month of membership. You could give away a free call with you. Just decide, was it easier for you to use your time or to spend your money when you're going to do giveaways? It can be a lot of fun and it can get a lot of traction and a lot of people into your ecosystem that have never been in there before. All right. Number seven, add your future soul aligned client magnet to all links in bio, even if you're not active on the platform. So if you started a LinkedIn 5 years ago and you're like, I don't ever go to LinkedIn, still update it. Keep all those bios updated, not only the links, but the information as well. You never know where people are going to be searching for you at. Number eight, host an event. It can be a free event. It can be an in-person event. It can be an online event, virtual. It doesn't matter, but host an event. Get people together. Get people in a community type situation. Teach them something. Maybe it's a week-long event. Maybe it's an event that you get together with other guest speakers. It doesn't matter, but host an event, okay? Number nine. This is one of my new favorites. I should have been number one, actually. Number nine, create a podcast just like this. You're listening, right? You can build relationships through podcasting. I do believe that visibility and people seeing you on video is a faster way to build that like, no trust. But I have to admit that when I met one of my coaches last year, I heard her on a podcast. There were only eight episodes. I binged all eight. Then I stalked her on social media. Then I joined her program. It was that fast. And it was all because, not because somebody said, go listen to this podcast. I searched, found what I was looking for. I said, let me listen to this. Let's see what this is about. And fell in love. So create a podcast because it is a place for you to use your voice. You don't have to do every weekday. You can do once a week. You can have seasons where you take time off. There's so many different things you can do with a podcast. So take advantage of creating a podcast. And if you want to create one for free, you can create one on anchor.fm. Or if you want to go straight and use Buzzsprout, I can drop my link in the show notes so that you get $20 off. All right, next one. Position yourself as the go-to expert in everything that you do. Let's think about this. As content, we are dropping mini masterclass style content all over the place, right? Whether it's a video or a carousel or a TikTok, it doesn't matter. We're always the expert and we're showing up as the expert, right? So mini masterclass drops. Everything we drop is value that somebody would pay for it, right? Like we're giving away free things that most people would sell, okay? That's the kind of expertise I want you to be dropping.
Number 11, it's kind of going back to what we said a second ago, but giving so much value that they know that you're going to keep blowing their mind, like really positioning yourself as that expert, but also showing up confident, showing up like that expert that you are and not being timid and shy. And even if you are timid and shy, because I am very timid and shy, I hate being the center of attention. I'm an introvert. I get hives. I get anxiety. I get all those things. But when I'm talking about my craft, when I'm talking about what I love, I am confident. I show up with confidence. And I want people to know that what I'm saying, I believe in it. I do it. I embody it, right? That's what you get to do too. Okay. All right. Number 12, run paid ads to your soul-aligned client magnet, to your masterclass, to your event that you're going to run, to your podcast. It doesn't matter. Run paid ads. Get outside of your circle, right? You can do it for as little as $2 to $5 a day if you wanted to. You don't have to spend a lot, but get outside of your circle. Number 13, create a free group with heavily keyed keywords to be recommended by Facebook. So basically, if you are on Facebook and you want a Facebook group, be very cognizant of SEO and the searchability so that people can find your group and join, okay? Number 14, engage with non-followers and engage with followers. Respond to every comment. And if you can't possibly do that, have a team member do it. Okay? And number 15 is one of my favorites. And that is becoming magnetic on video through your content. This is being relatable. This is showing up and having people understand, bringing emotions through your content, having them feel something. The reason that you follow people is because they make you feel something. They make you feel empowered. They make you feel motivated, inspired, something, right? So let's do the same thing with your content. Content is mentioned a lot in how to attract your future soul-aligned clients because content is you building your business one piece of content at a time, right? So why would content not be a huge focus of this? So those are 15 ways, my friends, to attract your future soul-aligned clients, to become a lead gen magnet, whatever you want to call it. But I want you to always be attracting your person. You should be attracting them every single day, even if they don't acknowledge it and say, hey, I'm new here. Or you should be growing your list every single day, right? Emailing your list at least once a week. All of those things, I didn't even mention all those, but still be doing that, right? And I don't care if you have 3 people on your list or 50,000. Treat it like you always have 50,000 on it and you'll one day get to 50,000. But we got to show up. We got to be consistent. And that is with every single thing that we do. Actually, we're adding one more. 16, be consistent. Because the more consistent you are for free, the more you show up for free, the more people are going to like, know, and trust you. Number one. Number two, they're going to be like, oh my God, if she's showing up like this for free, right? She's this consistent for free. What does she do if I pay her, if I join her programs? So yes, this has now been 16. Sorry, not 15, 16. 16 ways to become a lead gen magnet and attract your future soul aligned clients. All right. I am out. If you ever need support with this or you want to deep dive into how we can do these things for your business, what we can create, reach out to me because I am always here to serve and support you and find a program that matches for what you're looking for in your budget, in your time frame, and what your commitment level is.